them min ha'shemayim loritz. The difference between the shemayim and the oritz rochik is that further mimizrach lamarav, or else from east to west is further. It's not sure exactly what does east to west mean. Does it mean infinity, or does it mean the east to the west of the world? But which one is further, mizrach lamarav or shemayim loritz? So Amrullah, they said back to them, they said back to him, mizrach lamarav. They said back to Matayu, for mizrach lamarav is further than from there to the shemayim. And they that bring you proof, when the sun is in the morning on the Mizrach, he could look at it. And the Havamina was, because since it's so far away, it's not that bright, he could look at it. When the sun is down on the west, going down also, he could look at it. Why? Because it's so far away, it doesn't bother you, the rays. But Cham of the Yemtza, Rikia, but the midday, when the Cham is straight up, like only in Shemayim, then ain't Hakom Mestaklim, but then he can't look at it. So there Havamina was, because it's closer. So you see, it's further away Mizrach than Marav than it is Shemayim Boats. So on this Gemara says, the Chomam, the Chomam say no, Zeh v'zeh kechut shavu. Really, they're both the same distance. Could be the same distance there is between Mizrach and Marav, there is between the Shemayim Boats. Shemayim, the Pasuk says in Tehillim, Kegever Shemayim Aloritz, Kerochet Mizrach Marav. In the same Pasuk it says both things, that the height of the Shemayim Boats is the same thing like Kerochet Mizrach Marav. So now, V'chad Minayu Nofish, if one of them is bigger, then really the Gisa should be Lama Nichtav Tavayu. What is the Pasuk write both of them? Kiyud Nofish, it just should have written the one that's further away. How come it says both? So Elamai, the Pasuk is Mashma, they're both the same distance, like it's just as far as Shemayim Varetz as it is to Mizrach Marav. So then the question is, if so, how come that when the chama is straight up, how come you can't look at it? Like if it's the same distance, what's the difference? So the answer is mishum bekoy lehadei v'lekosel lemidi, because nothing is covering it up. So when it's straight above us, it's a straight thing. There's nothing in between us. Therefore, it's hard to see the rays, it's too strong. But when it's Mizrach Marav, Rashi says, and the pshat is the mountains are like blocking a little bit. So that's why we could look at it there, because there are things blocking it. But the distance itself could be the same distance, and the rays are just as strong. Then the second question of Sandhya Smukta Mestam was like this. Amalahem, he said to them, Shamayim Nivru Tchila Yoritz. What did Hashem, what came first? Was the first the Shamayim or first the Yoritz? Is Ramus, so Dikta Dorm answered back and said, Shemayim Nivru Tchila, I'll bring you proof that the Shemayim was created first. Remember, the Pasuk says, Bereshis Borah Elokim, they says Shemayim V'Yasoretz. It says first Shemayim, that came first. Omelet, so you asked him a third question now. Or Nivru Tchila Oy Choshech, which one came first, light or dark? Is Ramus, on this way, the Dikta Dorm answered back and said, Dikta Negev said back, Mil Sador Ein LeTesla. There's no answer for this. At least nobody knows. That's what the answer back. So the question is, the Gemara asks, why the answer like that? The name Levi should have said back, Poshid, Choshech Nivru Tchila, out of the darkness was created first. The Yesud is a Poshid, that the Poshid in Bereshit says, V'yoretz Hoysa, Soyu V'voyu, V'choshech. The Poshid says that Yoretz was Soyu V'voyu, and then V'choshech. Soyu V'voyu V'choshech. And then later, V'hoda, then later, V'yor Melekim Yor, V'yor. The next later first says there'll be Or. So Mashma clearly there was Choshech then Or. So why didn't they answer back to Alexander Muktim that we know the answer? So my answer, the reason why they didn't answer back was far where they thought like this, the Zikne Negev. They thought that Dilma also Lishule, maybe they continue asking questions, Mala Mala, what's above the Shemayim, Mala Mata, what's below the Yoritz, Malifnim, what's before, Maliacha, what's later. He was afraid that they started asking difficult questions. They don't want to go into this, like where Hashem is, what's before, what's afterwards. He didn't want to go into this. Therefore, they, instead of getting into his questions, they said right away, like, nobody knows this answer. That's why he said like this. The Rosh says here, Mala Mala, it means to say, or Mala Mata Miyoritz Mitaim, or Mala Fnim, means what's Chutz Lemechitz Eilim, Lemizrach. What's all the way in the midst of sight away from this world? Or else the Fnim means what was there before Briyas Olam. Or Maliyach, what's going to be after the whole world will be destroyed. So they didn't want to go into this. So where's the question? If so, we hope Shemayim Namila Namila. How come they answered the first question? Like, yes, what's created first? Shemayim Vorus. They should have been afraid there also. So where's it like this? No. Meikoris, so at the beginning they thought these are Kainim, that Akroi Bial Mudah Kashayla. He's only asking me one question. So one question will answer him. But even the Chazar the Kohodar Shoyel, since he started to ask more questions, Sarvi thought, I'm not going to answer him anymore. Because do Masal Ishule, Mala Mala, how come to ask again, like we said before, what's above, what's on the bottom, Mala Mata, Mala Fnim, what was before the Briyas Olam, or Maliyach, what's afterwards? Therefore, they didn't want to answer. Omalahem, so now the Sunday Mukhtim asked him a fourth question. Eden or Miskere Chochem. So he asked them, who do you call a Chochem? What's called a Chochem? Eden Yisrael Kassim means, who is called a Chochem? Rashi says it means me Miskere Chochem. Who do you call a Chochem? Who's called a wise man? So Amulei, this Kenim answered back and said, the Mishnah Nova says, Ezeel Chochem, who's called a wise man? Horoi Yesenoda, somebody could see the future. It means he thinks into, not that he knows the future, but just thinks into. Rashi says he's made him believe by what's going to happen to him if he does these things. And therefore he watches out from them. That's called a chokhem. He watches what he does to make sure he only does the right things. Then he asked him, so, Eden Miskri Gib, Omelhem, Eden Miskri Gib, who's called a strong person? So Omelhem, he said back to him, that's a mission also. Ezeel Gib, who's called a strong person? HaKovish Yes Yitzhak, someone can hold back his Yetzirah, he can hold back his temptations from an Aveira, or else the Rosh says from Kaf, not to get angry, that's called the Giber, he can hold himself back. Then he asked him another question, Omalehem, a day in Miskri, Asher, who's called the rich person? So again, Omalehem, the answer back in said, like the Mishnah says, a Zayu Asher, who's called the rich person? HaSamech Mechalka, somebody that's happy that the Chalak that Hashem gave him. He realizes it all comes from Hashem, so whatever Hashem gives him, he's happy with. That's called a happy person. That's called an usher. Like the Rosh says, Hasmech lechalka and mashenig zalei lechalka, what Hashem decides to give to you. Whether it's the mama, whether it's Bisha, what wife you have, you're Samech and you're Kabbal it. Yeah. And you don't want what's not yours. Right? Then he asked, Omalahen, Mayavid Inish V'yichya. So they asked, now Fanya Muktim asked his Kainim, what should a person do to live? Omnulah, they said back to him, Yomis Atzmai, so kill himself. And what does that mean? Yomis Atzmai, so the Rosh says it means, Yatriyach Timlocha, you should work hard. Kadeel HaViyach Mazanosa, first of all, to make a living. For Lo Yom, you shouldn't say, Ein Malocha Zu HaGenisla, it's not nice to do such work. If that's the only work you should do, do it. That's the way to keep yourself alive. Zigan, secondly, lo yimshach es besoriach atanugim, don't come go after the enjoyment of this world. Zigan, yitzdorach, yitzdarves besoroi. Lumei Torah also means you should mitzvah yourself to learn Torah all the time. Don't take it easy, but learn Torah. And then v'yot yichi be'olam ezev olam habo. Then you'll be zechut to live both in this world and in olam habo. The heart. Then he asked, My yavin inish v'yomis, what should a person do, in other words, what shouldn't he do, that he shouldn't die, is yichyas atzmai, keep himself alive, which means just the opposite. Yichyas Rosh says, hofech liyamshik asata, the opposite. You don't work to make a living, so you'll just kill yourself that way. Or you just take it easy, you don't learn, also kill yourself. That's the way you kill yourself. Omalem, so he said to them now, my yavin inish v'yiskambal abriyosa. What should a person do that people should accept him, should like him? What should he do to like to be popular? Is Amri, as Kedem said back, Yasni Melechu v'Shultan. You should like hate to be close to the Melech or to the Shultan, to the king or to the ruler. So Rush learns, Kolemar, Yisrachik Menashuz, go away from the government like. Ten Yilu Olov, maybe they'll have complaints against you. Or Yechashdu B'nei Yodim Shemal Shinu Maisim Amayinim. Maybe people think you like telling on them. You're telling the police, you're telling the government against them, so you'll make them not like you, so stay away from this. Don't go near the government like. Omalahu. So the Alasam Yomuktim said, Tidi Tavimitchu, I have a better reasoning than you. My reasoning is better. I would rather say, you know how you should become popular? Here's the opposite. Yirache Malka the Shota, and Adarabah, be nice to the king. Be nice to the Shota, to the ruler. For Yavativun B'nai Inshay, and then you'll be nice to them, so they'll become to be nice to you, and you'll be able to tell them to be nice to the people. That's a better answer. Omalan, he said like this. So another question now, Asandia Muktim asked him was, B'yom Yehei Lameder, or B'yabeshta Yehei Lameder? Where is it better to live? Is it better to live in the ocean, B'yoma, or is it better to live B'yabeshta on the dry land? Omalan, as Kenim said back then, B'yabeshta Yehei Lameder, you're better off living on the dry land. What's the proof? So I'll call Nechusa Yom, all the people that go down to the ocean, all the sailors, like Meisvadatayu, they don't have Yishuv Adas out the Sakhalin until they come up to the dry land anyway. So there's no Yishuv Adas, not a peaceful life on the Yam, therefore you're better off living on the Yabeshta. Omalahoin, Omalahu. So again, Lachsan Yamukta said to them, Edim in Choin Chokhim Yosef, which one of you Sikanim is a smarter person? Omalah, the answer back and said, Kulonu Kuchod Shavin. We're all the same, we're all equal. So, Kol Milsa the Yamartalon, all these questions you asked us, Bechod Pismon Lachon, we all answer it the exact same way. Omalah, so still Asan Mukhtu said to them, Ma Dein Asrisun Lekabli. Like, how come you're not accepting me? How come you're not becoming like me? How come you're not like, you know, Mekabal Moy Avoy Desorah? How come you're not listening to me? Omalah said back to him, Sit no netzach, Omalahen. Sit to say the Satan won over you. Meaning to say, like, people give in to the tithes, that's because the Satan listen. You're listening to the Satan. We don't want to listen to the Satan of the Yetzirah. Therefore, we're not listening to you. Omalah said, Lassanya Mukta said to them, Listen, Ho no mekatlinu yaschon, the exeris malkan, like, I can have you killed with the reshus of the melech, like, I'm close to the king, I can tell the king to have you killed. And you're a king, you'll be killed. Omrulay, so they said back to him, Shulten biyad malko, that the power is in the king. V'lo yehei l'malko kosef, and the king would not do any dishonest. He would not do lies. Because in the storm, what happened here was, when they first started to talk, like they promised, he promised he won't do any harm to them. So therefore he said, listen, you said you won't do any harm, so you can't go back any words now. Is miyad right away, Albis Yasin Lavushin Diagor, rather Asandi Muktim dressed them all up in nice clothing, in purple clothing. Fishoda Minichu de Dahaba, out of Ram, and he put upon them necklaces of gold. Omalan, he said to them like this, Bino the Islam Dinis Africa. Asandi Muktim said, listen, I want to go to the land Africa. I want to get there. He wants to conquer the land there. Or he wants to get the gold there. But he said he wants to go to Africa. Omrulay, he said, so the Chodesh came and answered back and said, no, Loimotis als Azlis, you won't be able to go there. The Paski Hori Chosha, because there are dark mountains there, means there's no light there. Rashbam's there. So like there's a time there when it's not day and not night. It means night all the time. It's dark all the time, there's never light there. So it's very dangerous, you can't go through there. So he said back to them was like this, Omalahen. Listen, I'm going to go anyway. I'm not asking, I'm going anyway. Watch, I'm only asking, what should I do? Don't tell me not to go, I'm going to go anyway. I'm just asking you, give me some advice. When will you say good advice, how to make it there easy? Like, true, you're telling me now there are dark mountains there. There's mountains there that has no light at all. So I'm asking, like, give me an answer. How cool, what's the best way I should be able to make it through? So they told him like this. So they said, what you should do is he told them to go take a donkey, like a Libyan donkey, that was advised to Muslim, a very strong one, a good one, that goes even in darkness to Parshi Pihavra, that these donkeys could travel even in the dark, and take with you like coils of rope, and fix them at the side, and Icy Hamluvi the Parshi Pihavra goes through the dark. The Yaisi Kiburi the Master take coils of rope, the Kota by Gisa, and tie them up onto the road on one side, like that will not guide yourself by them. The Hiyadis Bruch, when you're going in the road, not the Spikavai, like hold on to these strings, And the Isis Liyasa, they'll be able to take you to the city. Some way, if you tie yourself down with the strings on the side, and they'll keep you in place, you'll get there. So that was Avdid Hochitaka did like this. Hassan Yumukta, when he got there, the Yozel. So he got to Africa. What happened there was, Vyozel, Motel Humukhuz, he got to a city there, to Kulinashi, all the people in the city were only ladies. His boy Lemevit Karva Badai, he wanted to make like Muhammad, he wanted to have a war against them. So the lady said back to him like this, listen, what's going to happen? He countless Lord, if you're going to kill us, is that nice? You remember people will say, Noshi Kota, you killed ladies. And what's going to be, E Katun Locha, maybe we'll kill you? Is you remember people will say, Malka the Katun Nashi, that this king was killed by ladies, it's not worth it for you to have war with us. So he listened to them. Obalunt, he said to him, so, Isli Nahama, listen, bring me out some bread. Because he was hungry. So, Isli Nahama de Dahaba, they brought out a golden bread, means a stick of gold. Abtura de Dahaba on a golden table. So, Omalahu, he said to him, listen, Mi Achli Inshi Nahama de Dahaba, do people eat bread, golden bread? Like, I asked to give me bread to eat, what are you giving me gold for?